Page 34, measure number 24-315, Jefferson School District 14J. Referred to the people by the district board. Authorizes general obligation bonds for Jefferson School District. Question, shall the district issue general obligation bonds not to exceed $14,950,000 to finance construction and capital improvements? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary. Federal stimulus funds have been awarded to the district to pay substantially all the interest on the bonds. If approved, this measure would provide funds for capital construction and improvements and pay bond issuance costs. Specifically, this measure would provide funds to construct, equip, and furnish new middle school and gymnasium, update current middle school gym for greater community use, update and improve high school, including heat system and security and safety at entry and central offices, update and improve elementary school, including heat system, replace windows and perform deferred maintenance at elementary school, update, improve, and relocate district offices. Bonds would mature in 21 years or less from date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. Here's an explanatory statement for Measure 24-315. On Tuesday, November 10th, 2009, community members and school personnel met to discuss school district facilities. In the next 16 months, this group put together a plan for addressing the deteriorating condition of Jefferson Middle School and Jefferson Elementary School and upgrading Jefferson High School. This plan gained unanimous support from the facilities committee members as well as from the Jefferson School District Board of Directors. The plan, build a 250-student middle school to replace the current middle school, which is close to 60 years old. Our middle school was identified in a leading architectural firm's facility study as being the school in need of the most repairs, estimated at over $10 million, largely due to it being built in the 1950s when the quality of construction was low. Our new middle school will be located adjacent to, but separate from, Jefferson High School. The building will include classrooms, a library, a computer lab, office and shared specialist space, a 500-seating capacity gym, and main office. Take care of a number of large maintenance projects at the high school and elementary school, as well as relocate the district office. The focus of these projects will be to improve the learning environment and conserve energy. High school heat system upgrade, high school fire sprinkler system additions to parts of the building, high school bleacher seating expanded to 1,200, high school entry improved for safety and security, elementary school heat system upgrade, elementary school replacement of exterior windows, elementary school electrical upgrade, elementary school roof repair, district office relocation and remodel, old middle school demolished and recycled. Utilized once-in-a-lifetime federal grant funding secured by Jefferson School District to reduce construction costs by paying for nearly all of the interest on the bonds. This could be up to $5 million or more, but it's only available with the passage of this ballot measure. Jefferson School District will continue to take care of the facilities you have entrusted to us. Unfortunately, our annual operating funds from state and county resources only cover the cost of day-to-day operation. We need the support of our community to provide new schools. Acting now allows us to take advantage of lower construction costs, lower interest rates, special federal funding, and provides the schools our students need. Submitted by Kent Kluitz, Superintendent, Jefferson School District 14J. Page 35, an argument in favor of number 24-315. Bob Thompson, resident of Jefferson, Oregon, supports Measure 23-315, Jefferson School Bond. In the 1930s, the community of Jefferson, Oregon, invested in building a new school that would hold K through 12th grade classrooms. In the 1950s, the people of Jefferson invested in our community by building an additional school for our growing student population. In the 1980s, As a community, Jefferson invested in the education of our children by building a new high school. 30 years later, we as a community are faced with a challenging situation. Will we continue to invest in our community and our children? Specifically, the condition of the Jefferson Middle School, built over 50 years ago, is deteriorating rapidly. The continual need for repairs on the building and replacement of failing operating systems has too often been set aside because of a lack of funds. As a community, we are faced once again with important choices that have to be made. This is the worst and the best time to invest in our community. Times are tough and new jobs are hard to find, but because of our struggling economy, the competitive bidding for new construction is to our advantage. We also have a small window of opportunity to qualify for a loan at less than 1% to be used in funding the building of the new middle school. I will be voting yes for the Jefferson School bond. I am thankful for those in the past who have invested time and money in our community. Now it's my turn to invest in the children and community of Jefferson. Bob Thompson, resident of Jefferson, Oregon. This information furnished by Bob Thompson. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 35, another argument in favor. Larry said, "At first, I wasn't in favor of this bond, but when I saw the plan, my mind was changed." Karen said, "At first, I thought we could just remodel the middle school, but when I found out that the school was built on a cement slab with the heat and now leaking water pipes laid in that slab, I realized that the only way to fix the problem in that 60-year-old building was to remake it from the bottom up. I now support building a new middle school along with the other parts of the plan." Best plan. $13 million to repair all schools versus $15 million to build new and repair the rest. Will be built when construction costs are lower. All schools will receive repair and upgrading important to save elementary school. Only front part of the middle school will be removed. The existing gym, kitchen, and other rooms will remain. Community will gain larger venue for events that are too big for the existing community center. Will enhance and beautify entrance to park and swimming pool. Facilities will be built to last. If something is worth doing, then it's worth doing right. Economic benefit. Lower operational costs, energy efficiency, estimated $5 million contribution from AARA to cover bond interest costs, improved schools lead to higher demand for homes, long-lasting materials used, new windows for elementary school, wise use of shared space, careful use of fiscal resources, community benefits, improved parking, larger space for community events and activities, increased school and community pride, student benefits, increased student success, current school presents potential hazards to students, improved safety and security at high school, better parking lot traffic flow, improved learning and teaching environment, increased seating capacity at high school gym, improved heating in elementary and high school. We ask for your support. Larry Wells, farmer, former Jefferson State Legislator, Karen Wells, Community Center Executive Officer. This information furnished by Karen K. Wells. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 36, continuing with the arguments in favor of 24-315, Al and Karen Barr support this measure. Passing this measure will allow the school district to build a new middle school northwest of the high school. It would also make funds available to, 1, improve the elementary school heating system, 2, improve the high school heating system, 3, make improvements to the high school parking lot that will be shared by the middle school. With the added improvements, the operating and maintenance costs of all the schools will go down. The proposed plan will allow the high school and middle school to share the high school cafeteria, band, and shop space. Building a new gymnasium will give added gym capacity and would also allow the old middle school gym to be used for community events such as plays, community choir, etc. Problems with the middle school go beyond just repairing them. There is the concern of health and safety for the students. The new building would be built to last a long time and would be designed to be earthquake-proof. A new school would be an asset to the community. New families would be more inclined to move to Jefferson with a good school climate. It is something that we can take pride in. Vote yes for Measure 24-315. This information furnished by Albert Barr. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 36, another argument in favor. Why should we support a school building bond? Here are the reasons I'm voting yes on bond 24-315. I grew up in Jefferson. I graduated from Jefferson High School in 1998. I bought my first home in Jefferson, and I will buy my next home in Jefferson. I love this town, and I am committed to seeing Jefferson become an even better place to live. The cost of repairing the current middle school is essentially the same as building a new one, $9 million. It doesn't make any financial sense to repair an old, decaying building for the same cost of a new one. Our school district administrators have worked hard to secure $5 million in federal funding to pay the interest on the bond. If we try to kick the can down the road to pass a bond in the future, we could very well lose this federal funding. All three schools cost a lot to repair and operate. These high building maintenance costs mean there are fewer funds available for classroom staff. If we allow this situation to continue, we are failing in our responsibility to educate our children. The bond provides for a new middle school while still maintaining the current middle school gym. These expanded community facilities will have a positive influence on the value of our homes. The tax rate for Jefferson will still be lower than surrounding communities, so the increased home value won't be offset by a higher tax rate. The new buildings will make Jefferson a more desirable place to live, which will help get our empty houses sold and lived in. It would be easy to say we can't afford to build a new school right now. The easy choice and the right choice are rarely the same thing. We need to make the right choice of investing in our kids and investing in our community. This information is by Joseph Zayer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 37, an argument in opposition to measure number 24-315, Jefferson School District 14J. Measure 24-315, which will indebt the citizens of the Jefferson School District for the next 21 years and nearly $15 million, is ill-timed and ill-advised. There is no question that our middle school is in need of repairs, but this measure simply assumes that Jeffersonians can cheerfully accept property tax bills to rise by as much as 25%, when the more prudent path is to fix the problems as they occur. With 60 homes or more in foreclosure inside the school district, many more on the edge of foreclosure, 15% of us out of work or underemployed, it is absolutely the wrong time to further indebt ourselves in the midst of the worst recession in over 80 years. No matter how much we would like to build an entire new middle school and district offices, which is what the superintendent and school board would have us pay for, this is not the time to do it. Not now. Finally, the entire question of building another middle school has not been thoroughly debated and discussed by the school board, the superintendent, and the citizens of Jefferson who, after all, foot the bill. This measure is a wish list of items the Jefferson School District would love to have you buy them. The truth is that the schools can be repaired on an as-needed basis, at least until the economy improves and people can get back to work. Timing is everything. Now is not the time to take on new debt. Vote no on Measure 24-315. Robert M. Burns, citizen. Dennis Pearson, citizen. This information furnished by Robert M. Burns. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 37. Remember to sign your ballot envelope, and it shows where to sign on the line that says signature of voter. Also, recycle everyday things. When you're finished with this voter pamphlet, please recycle it. Thank you.